Well, welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And I can't wait to jump into our theme and focus today as we head into Saturday and wrapping up this week as we've been exploring, if I'm honest with you, a theme that has really challenged me and has brought even, you know, conviction as I've been preparing for this around indulgence. And so really indulgence is when we give into the cravings and desires regardless of the consequences. And so you might be like me and you really enjoy a bowl of ice cream. And you know that maybe at 9:30 at night isn't the best time to eat 2, 3, 4 scoops of ice cream, whatever it is for you, right? You may have whatever it may be. But you can, you and myself, we can begin to try to find our satisfaction in the things of this world. And here's the deal about that is that they leave us just as quickly as we consume them. And we find ourselves craving and wanting more. And in our content today for our scripture passage is looking at the Gospel of John and how in the beginning when John tells us that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God and was with God and all things were created by him and for him and through him. And eventually the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that as we go to Jesus as the Word, he is where we find the satisfaction that we so desperately long for in this world. This last Sunday, we wrapped up our Now Playing series. I really hope you enjoyed Now Playing. It was my first time going through that series, and we had a blast at our campus and looking at the various films and connecting them to incredible passages from the scriptures and examining film and the messages with the incredible gospel message that we get to proclaim. And this last Sunday, we looked at Wonka. And it was the newer version of Wonka, which was a really cool story and a great film that was in there. But you may have remembered the earlier version in 19, I believe it was 71, with Gene Wilder and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And if you've seen that film, you know that as those children go to the Chocolate Factory, he tells them to not eat anything, right, that's in there. And if they can do that, they can get to the end. There's likely a prize that's there for them. And so as they are examining and walking through the factory, they cannot help but go to and begin to eat and indulge and consume all the yummy sweets that are there. And they float away. They blow up like blueberries. It's really pretty funny. But it's just a picture, right, of our hearts, how they crave the things of this world. And they do not fully and finally satisfy us. Really, the point that I made in examining Wonka is that Jesus is the gift that fully and finally satisfies us. That while chocolate is an incredible gift that I will continue to love to enjoy, it does not satisfy my soul. The things of this world, they cannot, right? Only Jesus can. And so as we look at even in John where Jesus has an encounter with the woman at the well, we see him really drawing out of her the cravings that she has for relationships and how she has really struggled to find her satisfaction in God. And he confronts her with that reality and says, as long as you come to this well and draw water, you are never going to be satisfied. I have a water that you can come to where you will never thirst, where you will never hunger, because he has living water. And that's what we all desperately long for, is to be satisfied with the living water that Jesus provides for us. And so I want to take a few moments here and pray for you and honestly to pray for myself that as we look to next week, that we would continually go back to God's word, that Jesus would be the one that we go to be satisfied, that relationships, our marriage, our jobs, our accomplishments, the things of this world, whether we go to them to make us feel better or to numb the pains or to escape our realities, they never deal with what's going on inside. They never satisfy us the way that truly Jesus can. And so would we go to him? Would we go to his word afresh every day to fill our hearts, to fill our minds, to fill our souls with the living water so that we, you and I, do not have to thirst anymore. So let me go ahead and take some time to pray for you and me, and then I'll give you a moment to pray at the end. Heavenly Father, do we just come to you now, God, acknowledging that we are sinners, and that even though we may have put our faith and trust in Jesus, God, we are still tempted to go to the things of this world to satisfy our hearts, to go to a person, a relationship, our spouse, or even our kids to satisfy things in our hearts, God, that truly only Christ can. And so we're thankful for Jesus and the gospel that you knew that, you know that about us, you know that we are in need of rescue, that we have all gone to things of this world to satisfy our hearts. And Christ came so that we may put our faith and our trust in him today and each day, God, to go to Christ and his word, to be the one that we find our joy and our purpose for life, so that we can, God, live out of full hearts. Man does not live on bread alone, right? But on the word of God. So may we feast on the word, Jesus Christ, today and each day as we head into our week, Lord. We ask and pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now you take a few moments, and why don't you take some time and pray.